Here's a new checklist for you. Recycle, yeah. Drive a Prius, check. Love life, not so great. Some environmentalists are having a tough time finding true love. NPR's Ben Bergman sat in on a gathering of singles in Santa Monica, California, that organizers dubbed a green speed dating event.
You know, it's hard enough finding singles in LA with dashing good looks, a witty sense of humor, and a steady job. Tonight, there is another challenge. They've also got to have a low carbon footprint. Even environmentalists have their limits, though, so everyone valet parks. This is LA, after all. And what do these tree huggers drive?
I drive an SUV.
An SUV?
I have a Land Rover, a Range Rover.
Jeff Sabrucher is a hedge fund manager who lives in downtown LA. He says he's been trying really hard to get rid of his gas guzzler.
Do you consider yourself green?
Well, I recycle. That's pretty much what I do, actually. I recycle, and I try to donate money to causes, green causes.
Sabrucha is one of about 16 singles here, mostly in their 30s and 40s. They have mere minutes to see if the sparks fly before organizer Vince Dell sounds his horn, and daters make the choice.
If you like somebody, pick yes in the match form. If you don't like them, pick no, but not in front of their face, okay?
No awkward exchange of numbers, no stinging face-to-face rejections.
At the end of the event, sometime tonight, I'll give you your mutual matches. So if you both pick yes, you'll get an email saying so-and-so likes you.
Dell says the key to effective speed dating is to say as little as possible.
For guys, don't talk too much. The more you say it, the more ammunition women have to reject you.
You want to leave them wanting more.
Exactly. Be mysterious, that way you get a second date.
A few minutes may not seem like much, but actually Dell says in speed dating, time is the enemy.
We ask every person at these events how much time they need. Guys need about 5 seconds, women need about 10. And so 3 minutes is more than enough. But the 3 minutes will kill you, though. They might like you after the first 5 seconds, but 2 minutes later that you're gone.
Hoping to avoid that fate, Jeff Sabrucha sits down at a small table across from Felicia Williams. Their date begins like all do, with awkward small talk.
Where are you from, Felicia?
So I live in Pasadena.
Okay. There's a lot of Pasadena people here for some
really?
Reason. Yeah, there's like three of them already so far.
Oh, I didn't know. We should have carpooled.
Luckily, the horn sounds before the Prius driving Williams has a chance to ask Sabrucha what he drives.
Okay, nice meeting you too. What's your name again?
Jeff,
okay.
Maybe Williams will have more luck with the next guy, aerospace consultant Francois Jacquet.
I'm very green.
Jacquet is so green that he does something even better than drive a hybrid.
You know why? I don't own a car. I ride a bicycle. I walk all the time. Whenever I absolutely need a car, make a list of things I need to do, I rent one. I feel that this is pretty green, okay?
Okay, at the end of the night, everyone turns in their match forms. Everyone except Jacquet, that is, because unfortunately, no one is green enough for him.
Let's say somebody does all their shopping at Whole Foods Network. They drive a Prius and throughout all their working incandescent lights. All those efforts are misguided, but at least they tried, you know? I didn't even see anybody like that here. I mean, we can't all drive a bicycle like I do. But I want to see people at a green speed dating event that have at least tried, done something. But hey, let's have more of these. I think they're great.
Plans are already in the works for more green speed dating, this time in Orange County, California. Ben Bergman, NPR News, Los Angeles.